Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are getting into G.I. Joe number 7, and a really cool issue. This is basically featuring Beachhead, and we're going to, which I mean they actually did the perfect issue for it to be called Beachhead. I am here. I'm your host Evan, and with me as always on the comic issues is Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com.
Howdy.
Cover's really cool. The next cover I got was Beachhead and Flint.
Yeah, that's cover A, I believe.
Oh, cool. My,
Yeah.
my I get the pedestrian cover, I see. But I really liked Beachhead in the cartoon. He was actually a really good character. He always talked like this, he's like a fun kind of southern. I think he's supposed to be from like Louisiana or something. But he was a Marine, right?
Was he? I'm not
Special
real.
forces, I know at least.
I'm not real up on my G.I. Joe
Okay.
lore.
I think Beachhead at least was special forces, which makes sense with this. So we get a little a taste of CoverGirl in this. Not that's a horrible way to put it. Little show of CoverGirl. And she's immediately wondering she I guess she's going through files and trying to get everything organized.
Oh. Beachhead's from Auburn, Alabama.
No joke. Oh, that's fun. I had
Yeah.
no idea.
I just had to look it up. I'm like, oh, well, there you
Well,
go.
yeah, well, I'll say hi to his family when I see him tomorrow or something.
Alabama man.
Alabama. Yeah. Well, the way he talks in the TV show and the G.I. Joe TV show, it makes sense.
Yeah.
He was definitely Southern. So yeah, CoverGirl's asking immediately, what is Night Force? And it's like, oh, it's a special ops group that I wanted to start and never really got off the ground, never came together. It immediately shreds paper.
Yeah, so it's covered in redactions.
Yes, and CoverGirl is going through his files and trying to like file everything and get everything straightened up. And is that supposed to be Hawk, General Hawk?
Yeah, Colonel
Colonel, oh, I'm
Hawk.
sorry, yes. So yeah, he's like, "Nah, we're gonna shred that now." So thank you for doing that. I'll take care of those files from here on out. It's just in case you see anything else. But
He looks very like old school Nick Fury.
he
Reed
does. He
Richards, kind of with the gray on the
has a
sides.
yeah, he has a the right stuff kind of military general guy look to him in an office. Like
Right.
he's having a cup of coffee, looking over battle plans and I don't know. It looks very official. And I like that when they go and connect G.I. Joe with military, kind of military adjacent things, but these are
Yeah,
more
the
like,
infrastructure and all
yeah,
that.
this is like a more like a Black Ops kind of special forces thing with G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
So, and there's this whole narrative, and you realize at the beginning because you see this like island beach house, this really cool beach house, and these mercenary guards, and like, who is doing all this? Who's talking about it? Was this something maybe written in those files? But no, it's the inner monologue of our special forces guy right here, and you don't see him for a while. There's just like this whole like monologue going on. Very late at night, he's watching guards leave and stuff, and there's like it's a steady, beginning to end sort of thing with this. And
And is that a sandcastle on the beach?
oh, let me look. Yeah, it kind of looks like in the foreground, it kind of looks like a sandcastle,
Yeah.
like someone had buckets or something.
Yeah, like the bucket one, like the one, yeah.
Maybe the guy who owns a beach house let his girlfriends come out and play in the sand. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, man, then Beach Comer or Beach Comer, gosh.
Beachcomber.
Beachhead jumps out from under some so it looks like some, I don't know, some maybe palm fronds or some cover, and shoots the guards, and he makes note that these guards are not cheap guards. These are high-end mercenary guards that are on this beach. But you realize real quickly he's there because this guy collects weapons, like historical weapons, and he's there for a certain one. And you're passing like, shields and sabers, like basket hilt, swords and sabers.
It looks like Bruce Wayne's weapon room.
It kind of does. even down to suits of armor, and there's like horses with armor. Oh God, I'm forgetting what the terminology is for horse armor.
I mean, I know barding, but that's not it.
Barding, yeah,
Is it barding?
essentially, yeah, it's barding, yeah. I'm
Gotta dig
sure.
into your player's handbook for
Yeah,
that.
exactly. No, you're exactly right. In the wall, he's got like flintlocks and different kinds of weapons. Just he, you can see he's a collector. It's kind of neat, yeah.
All kind of pole arms and stuff.
Oh yeah, it reminds me that I've got this Palladium's Guide to Medieval Weaponry, and he's got all kinds of different pole arms from all over the world. It's drawn kind of rough, but it represents all different kinds of pole arms that have existed. This is really neat, like actual historical ones that we know of. It's like for like it's like I don't know, extra stuff for your D&D campaign or your GURPS campaign or something like that. It's just kind of neat.
Always all kind of cool stuff like man catchers and
Oh,
blade geese arms and stuff like that.
yes. So there's this giant crate standing up. It's like the honestly, I thought it was a coffin at first. I thought the size of a coffin, but it's a giant a rectangular box with 47 written or stamped on the side of it.
Yeah, because he said Brief said it was box 47, so he thinks he's looking for something like handheld,
Yeah,
and
it's a box.
it's bigger than him. And I'll tell you right now, I knew what it was as soon as I saw it.
I did too, actually.
Yeah.
We'll get to
We'll save
there.
it for the reveal, but yeah, I
Yeah.
knew right away. It's like, oh, okay, here's where we're going.
Yep. Which is cool. It makes a lot of good sense.
Right.
And he starts getting mad because he was not fed the right intel for this whole mission. He's like, everyone, what's everyone a numbskull? How the hell am I gonna get this out of here?
He
And
has
he
to
gets a
get a
dolly.
dolly.
Yeah. I gotta steal a damn truck. Hold on. And he realizes that he left the box out there. He's hiding behind it, and the owner of the house, who's this old guy, this skinny old guy, he's like wearing a robe or whatever.
He looks like half naked Don Quixote.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
He actually kind of, did you ever read or watch Umbrella Academy?
No, I did not.
Okay, he's like the old guy who brings them all together. He looks just, but kind of skeevy.
Yeah. He's got
he's
the
like,
ultimate mullet.
he does. He
It's all
does.
party in the back, and I mean, that's
Nothing
as
up
business as
top.
you can get. Yeah.
That's a some very impressive facial hair. Yeah, so he's like, I told this guy the men to place it in my study. I'll yell at them tomorrow. I have more important matters at hand. He's grabbing a wine glass and ladies, your prince has returned. And Beachcomber, God, Beachhead is he's pissed again. He's like, Intel said the man, old man would be alone, but he's not.
He's got leopard boxers on.
Oh yeah, he does. Of course he would.
It's like Mr. Furley.
Yeah, it kind of is actually.
Yeah. Just thought Don Knotts looking at those shorts.
But as soon as we cut back, we see there's a guy on top of the crate with a dagger. Like what you see is a dagger is not a knife. It's a dagger. It's like what is it? Crocodile Dundee. That's not a knife. This is a knife. And pulls it out, this huge Bowie knife. That's what
Yeah.
he's got with this really
Buoy.
familiar Bowie knife. He's got this really familiar kind of helmet on.
Yeah, it looks real familiar.
Yeah, and I was like, could this be a nod to? Yeah, well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
But
It is a nod.
it is very much a nod. The guy is going to attack Beachhead, and Beachhead pulls guns out, and there's all kinds of medieval weapons around, and
Yeah, they're just grabbing whatever's on the walls and stuff to fight with, so.
Yeah, and he realized though he can't have he's got there's women in the bedroom, and he cannot have civilian casualties.
Yeah.
And he considers that sloppy, and he's not gonna he's been good all this time, he's not gonna start now. And the
Yeah,
other
he's
he
trying to keep
grab
the collateral damage to a minimum.
yeah he grabs like two basket hilt sabers off the wall, and he the other guy smashes a I guess a glass case.
Yeah.
And pulls out the pulls out a crazy curved sword, like a wavy curved sword. It look if you were a dagger, yeah, Chris Dagger, but this thing's not a dagger. I don't know if you consider that.
I don't know. Yeah, I've just got shades of like Artemis and Trary and Dris
Very
Duerden
much. Very, very much. Beachhead is definitely, I don't know, Jarlaxle. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, 'cause, Drist always used two-handed weapons.
That's true. That's
Yeah.
true. So yeah, they have a fight with this, with these ancient swords, and Beachhead gets on the ground, and he's like the guy's swinging the sword above him, and yeah, Beachcomber grabs a like a chess piece off of a suit of armor that got knocked apart, and just punches the dude in the face.
Yeah, he used like the breastplate to protect himself.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I love he says, "Well, I realize one thing. The thing about this mission, I thought it'd be easy. That was my first mistake." And there's the guy who's like in his room with these two ladies, la di da di da. They propose a toast to old money. Okay,
Oh
trapped.
yeah, because there's like five other guys show up behind the first assassin.
Yeah. There's a their big fight, and he ends up going through the his bedroom wall, crashes through
Oh yeah, they're going full Indiana Jones on this now, where like
Oh.
they're busting through the walls fighting
Oops.
and
This is just like a an adventure. This is a fun comic just to introduce Beachhead.
yeah, a lot of action.
Yeah. No, like Beachhead and someone else. And God, that guy in his leopard boxer shorts kill me.
See, once you notice them, you're like,
You
man, yeah,
can't.
they are right
That's
there.
you no, know, it's terrible.
You know they're silk too, so.
Oh. Oh. So two of the guys who's are attacking him, wrap a chain around the box 47. And I love I read this in Beachhead's voice. What in the Sam Hill are you chaining that to? And there's a huge like 18-wheeler that pulls, yanks it out of the building, out the glass, and starts bouncing on the road. He jumps on the crate, so he's bouncing down the road in this crate, being pulled by a chain by an 18-wheeler. The old guy's like, "My house! Where are my guards? They're dead, dude." This is fun. It almost feels like a I don't know, Fast and Furious scene. They would
Right.
pull like a fast truck and pull a crane of some sort. And I love it because I can remember, I can picture the sound of Beachhead's voice. He's like, "Come on!" And there's a dude jumps out of the back of this truck and he does a flip back and kicks him out. Where you roll back, you kick someone, like put your feet in the chest, throws him over the
Yeah.
thing, shoots the chain, and he's like, "Well, now I got to find a way to get back to base."
He's lucky that thing didn't roll.
Dude, I know. Well, it's probably pretty heavy considering what's in it.
Yeah.
But I love this. This is a great little action scene. This is a fun issue, honestly. I accept his inner monologue is so pretentious. It's like he's trying to be Jason Bourne, but he's
That, yeah.
over the top.
It's got a lot of like a film noir feel to it, how
It
they've got the inner
does.
monologue.
It's a little
And
over the top.
the interesting jobs are always the ones that go sideways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden these you have dirt bikes coming up with the guys on them. He's like, "Crap, I liked it better when they had only had antique weapons." And he asked for basically he goes like, "I asked for one mission to prove who I am. I just think it would be my last mission, period." And there is a little flying VTOL craft. I do not remember the name of this craft. I used to have one. G.I. Joe craft had the it was like had the wings on the side, and they had the VTOL jets, like stabilizer wings, a cockpit, and two guns underneath with the helicopter skids.
That is a that's Skyhawk.
Is it a Skyhawk? It might be. And there's the guy in there says, "Need a ride to the beach, buddy? Beachhead? Yeah, need a ride, Beachhead?" Oh God, I'm sorry, I read that quickly. And it's like, "Better than nothing," clacks it onto the chain, they yank him up. And this is great. You get these nice reveals during this issue, like, "Hey, boss, we lost the item. It's Major Blood," because the helmet, of course it was.
Right.
And he's like, "Try harder next time," kills them all.
Yeah. There is no next time.
I can't say it like he does. Try harder next time. Like he does that weird.
You got to get that Cockney accent in there.
That and the original show, he had like, oh, I don't know. It wasn't quite Cockney. It was, I don't know. Yes. Great accent, though. So,
Yeah.
Major Blood, one of my favorite Cobra characters from the beginning. I was one of the that figure when I was little. Yeah. He kind of reveals that the box is never really his target. He just wanted to draw out her team. Never expected
Yeah.
that there were two of them. Now I'm gonna find my prey. So
I'm guessing he's talking about Baroness.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah.
So he doesn't realize that there's two different teams go doing all this stuff. Yeah, and Beachhead's kind of like he's hated it, and he's like, this is my last shot and I blew it. Why do I got the box but I got loud? You know, they
Oh yeah, he doesn't want to teach. They keep wanting him to train, and he doesn't want to do it because he feels like
Yeah.
he's training his replacement.
Yeah, and he's obviously he's an older special ops guy. He's done this a while. He has his own set of rules. But yeah, he's like, this I got a ride, but this is a one-way trip to retirement home. And yeah, this guy lands and he's like, I gotta ask for anyone's help. And we have Flint and Lady J walking out. Flint is like a stacked, he's a tank.
Oh yeah.
Where Duke is kind of he's kind of lean. Flint's not. But I love it. Flint kind of has his old uniform, original uniform, like shotgun shells and a bandolier across his chest, like two stripes. Really,
Right.
really dig that.
Lots of pouches too.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And Flint's basically he's like, man, the world's changing. They're gonna need your skills, man. And he says, like, dude, save your sales pitch. I don't want to hear it. And he heard about he's like, I already heard about Conrad's team, Conrad being Duke.
Yeah.
Bunch of damn cheerleaders finding robots for me. Not for me, thank you. And Flint's like, no, we're doing different stuff. We're doing top secret stuff. He's like, we're doing black ops, not necessarily robots. But he's like, Flint gets out of crowbar and starts prying open the box. He's like, my orders were to not open the box. And yeah, Lady J is like, that's the thing, Beachhead. Our team, we don't play by the rules. And inside is a bat. Battle
Yeah.
droid trooper.
A wrecked one.
A wrecked one, yeah. But that's
Yeah.
how they're going to find out how to deal with him. Now, look at the legs in this thing. They almost look like tibia and fibula.
Oh yeah, I mean it's definitely built on the regular like human skeletal design. It's even got toes.
Yeah, which is weird. I looked at them like, is that like, it was it, using, people? But I don't think so. I think it was just the way it was built.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. I mean, hips and all. So yeah, they need a battle android trooper to study and probably figure out how to fight it. I mean, that's it, the issue, but it was a great fun issue. And it was flying. It was churning right along.
Oh yeah, it was like yeah, breakneck.
Yeah. Man, and there are some great covers also for this. Like the one that actually cover A was fantastic. It really captured Beachhead's character really well.
Oh yeah, cover A is good.
Cover B is really good too.
B's nice. F is cool. That's a really cool Lady J they did on F.
She's a little thick. It's a good looking cover though. Cover B is that? No, it's D. I'm sorry. It almost looks like a the file card, or no,
Yeah.
the file card, the back of the card. Whenever you get a G.I. Joe figure.
Yeah, the character image on
Explosion.
the
Yeah. And also there's a cover H, which actually looks really good. I
There's
mean,
a
I
lot of
always like
covers for this
Beachhead,
one.
so this is a really neat issue. And cover C is good too. There's like a picture of Beachhead and picture of Flint, like shell casings all over, and Lady J down below it. I mean, the whole thing is fantastic. They're doing a great job with G.I. Joe, and that was something I never really got into when I was younger as G.I. Joe. I read some issues, but there are so many, man. G.I. Joe ran like flipping Spider-Man. You have so many issues. You'd have side stories and different little, universe stories.
Oh yeah, well, and Real American Hero is still running.
Yeah, it is. It is. IDW.
Yeah. Is it, or is Image carrying it now?
I don't know. The ones I've seen, I thought were IDW still, but maybe it's gone over. They've just kept, they kept the same artists and, story writers. I'll have to investigate that a bit, or maybe you can. I'm not sure. Dude, these G.I. Joe comics really make me want to get some classified figures. I have been able to hold off JoJo Classified. They look good too.
Oh yeah, I saw there was a really cool looking Cobra Commander at Walmart the other day, and it was like on an old looking card back, like a retro card
Oh
back.
man, was it the vac suit one, or is it the actual Cobra Commander, like the original, like the
Oh, it's the
rag
Chrome
head
Dome.
chrome dome? Oh yeah,
Yeah.
oh man, that's great. It's but the classified figures are just like so detailed. They have accessories and stuff with them. They look fantastic. I'm gonna probably break down and get a few here and there. I've seen Lady J and she looks like they've drawn her in Skybound, It looks really good. So.
Yeah, I try not to get off of course with
Yeah.
Transformers because there's so many other
Yeah.
things to get
You're not
into,
wrong.
and
I actually was real reducing some of my double figures and things that just they don't spark joy.
yeah, Real American Hero is Image.
Okay. It's gone
Yeah.
over damage. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess
they're on like, I think the
I'd seen
newest
some.
one is like 316.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So yeah, there's so much for that, but I prefer the Skybound G.I. Joe because A, it's starting out. It's like when I was getting Ultimate Spider-Man, people are like, I don't really like the book. Dude, I don't want to go 300 issues back and try to figure out where we are in the Spider-Man, our spectacular Spider-Man universe. I don't care. There's too much stuff. You start it from the beginning and you see everything built up.
Right.
And I really love the Cobra Commander in this. He just
Oh yeah, he's good.
he's cool. So yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I've liked everything about it. And
Yeah.
I dabbled in G.I. Joe. I watched the show. I read a few of the comics here and there.
I had a lot of
But
Eagles stuff when I was younger.
yeah, I never did a deep dive into G.I. Joe though.
Our friend Reverend Ruin is a big fan of that, so he'd
Yeah.
be able to tell us more of that. But so yeah, man, that's G.I. Joe number 7.
Oh, and they gave us a little preview for the next one.
Oh, I did not notice that. I'm sorry. Describe it to me, would you?
Let's see, where is it? Yeah, it says Girls Trip with some special guests.
Oh,
So, yeah, it says Baroness and CoverGirl head to Paris
my God.
for a few days to kill. So.
Ah, that would explain why Baroness, that was a spoiler cover thing from when we were doing the Transformers issue. Baroness has a piece of luggage with her.
Void Rivals.
Void Rivals. Gone,
Yeah.
yes. Okay,
And
sorry,
by the
sorry.
way, I can't wait till we have an issue that has Beachhead and Beachcomber together at the beach.
Gonna need
Could
to
you?
have like flashcards.
Right.
All right, everyone, thanks
Trying
for.
to save a beached whale.
Oh boy, what a beach. All right,
Oh.
guys. Yeah, sorry, I couldn't help it. Y'all, thanks for being here again this week. This is what we do. This is our labor of love, and I'm glad to have you all here. I'm sure Boo is too, but I know. I'm not gonna speak for him.
I love to have everyone here.
Yeah, you do.
The more the merrier.
So sorry, I just actually pulled a bunch of Transformers out of storage. That's what I was tinkering with. This Star Saber here.
Oh, that's always fun.
Oh, they're great. You get away from old toys, you get back to them like, oh, I love these things.
Yeah, it becomes new again, especially like you
Yeah.
cycled through them.
And I'm not sure. I've got a bunch of the Stunicon weapons and accessories. I'm not sure if I got the right one here. So if I didn't, I'll just have the front. I got all the other guns in there. I'll have to find the right one that goes with that. That Wild Rider.
Yeah, if they're not color coded, I always have to look them up now. It's like
Yeah.
I used to have them all memorized, but old age.
Yeah, exactly. That is Wild Rider, right?
Yeah, that's Wild Rider.
Okay, I thought so. For some
Yeah.
reason, my brain was like, no, it's not. Like, dude, what else could it be? Yeah, anyways. Oh boy. So, y'all, thanks for being here. If you want to Say anything to us, send us an email at morethanmeetsetheguys@gmail.com. Join the Discord. Give us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and hopefully it's nice. Give us a like on YouTube if you can. That's huge. You have no idea. We get a little bit of likes here and there, but when someone dislikes it for whatever reason, it really makes a huge dent in that. So we're here trying to do what we can. So I appreciate y'all being here. And I appreciate you being here as well, Boo, every week. And we're gonna get
Thanks.
show on the road. And I'll talk to y'all soon. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.